It should not be hard to be sensitive. Imagine the days of explaining and defending your sensitivity are over. How would your life change? What would unfold for you? This is your time to rise. Welcome to the podcast for Sensitives Rising with your host, Nicole Eisler.
Happy last week. Can you believe it? It's the last week of December. Last week of 2017. And we're here for our last episode of 2017. And what are we talking about? Of course, the hot topic going around right now, all about resolutions. But I'm here to tell you, skip the resolutions. And we're going to get into why when we return. Pull up a seat, get comfy. We're about to dig in to why you should skip your resolutions. I cannot wait for this one. That is it. We are in. We're digging into resolutions. This is such a hot topic right now. Everybody's talking about it. Welcome to the last episode of 2017. This is Nicole Eisler. I am your happy, happy host. I'm so happy to be here. I'm also your personal energy specialist and self-empowerment coach for sensitives, helping you step into a brand new life, dominate your life, do it in a different way, different than you've ever done it before. And of course, talking about resolutions. So as we get to the end of the year, you know, a lot of people right now are having conversations. Oh, you're setting your resolutions, right? And when someone asks you, what did you pick for your resolution? You almost feel a little bit on the spot. So, okay, if everybody's talking about resolutions, why am I saying skip it? And, you know, there's of course, these fun statistics that really make you feel like, oh my God, what if I don't get my resolutions? If 80% of people drop them and have already failed the resolutions by February, and if only 8% actually achieve their resolutions, why even bother? No. All right. So we have a whole different approach here. First of all, I feel like a resolution, if you even look up resolution, it means that you're resolving something. You're solving a problem. Your life is not a problem. What happens when someone asks you or you think about a resolution? The thing that has been bothering you for the longest, probably something that you've been pushing it aside, you've been meaning to get to it, it really bothers you at this point. That is the thing that pops into your head first and foremost. So maybe that's, I want to lose some weight. Maybe it's, I want to make better use of my time. Oh, I really want to be more organized. And why do these things pop in? Because you're sick of the way that you've been feeling. You're sick of feeling chubby around the middle or overweight. You're sick of feeling disorganized and completely frantic, running from thing, you know, one appointment to the next, or maybe you're late all the time, or maybe you feel like you spend too much money, or see, all of these things show up as an annoyance, frustration, a problem. That sounds super inspiring, doesn't it? Really motivate you to get rid of it? It should, right? Well, I want my life to be better, and you know, I would feel better if I lost some more weight. But this is really just staying on the surface with all of these things. This solving a problem. You're not in the problem-solving business. You're really here to live an amazing life, right? To get on the awesome living tour. This is what we're doing here. I'm here to help you dominate your life, not just solve problems. That's not exciting. Who the hell wants to get up out of bed every morning and be like, okay, I can't wait for another day of solving more problems? That's probably what put the problem in your lap in the first place, is trying to go about it like that. I also hear a lot of people like, ugh, 2017, I'm over it. I just want 2018 to get here already. I hope 2018 is better than 2017. Man, 2017 really kicked my ass. I hope it's better in the new year. Well, that's not a great approach. I hope. I cross my fingers. I make a wish upon a star. I mean, I make wishes upon stars too, but then, you know, I also take action and do things differently. So let's really look at how to shape this time of your life in a very different way to set you up for success, to really put all of your tools and resources to work so that you get what you want, the way you want it, when you want it. I mean, wouldn't that just be so awesome, right? So awesome. Are you with me on this? So there's a couple of different ways that you might be arriving at this point in time. Maybe you're arriving in that frustrated state where you're like, ugh, 2017, whatever. Maybe you even feel a little complacent. You're like, it's the new year. Woo. Right? Because not much has been happening. Or maybe you're excited. I'm excited because I accomplished more in this year than I have in the last several years all put together because I did a whole different approach, which is what I'm talking about here. I wasn't just looking at one goal or one thing that I wanted to fix or one little thing that I wanted to make better. I really took a step back and looked at my whole life, right? And so this is whatever mood or whatever energy you're showing up with right now is okay because you can move into a better feeling place and you can take charge of this process and you can open yourself up for an entirely different experience. And really, what is the new year? It's the next phase of your life. It's not, a new year. Yes, that's true. I write an 18 instead of a 17, but I want every day for you to feel like a brand new opportunity to create a life that you love living in. You understand? A life that you love living in, not one that you're tired of, not one you wish you could give to somebody else, not one that challenges you too hard every day in every way. The challenges are there for a reason. They're there to help you grow, but not every day should feel like a battle, right? It shouldn't be like that. And really, if you're bored, well, that's no fun. That doesn't get you up out of bed either. And over time, being complacent, being bored, feeling starts to turn into the life you don't love living. Because what's the point of showing up for that? You start to wonder, what am I doing all this for? What is this all about? Why am I here? Right? So let's get some of that cleared up so that you go, wow, if this year, and don't get me wrong, my year had mega challenges in it. I cried. I had moments where I was frustrated. I had moments where I was over it, okay? But overall, I had a focus. I knew where I was going. I knew what I wanted. And I continued to check in with how I wanted to feel. And that's when the magic happened. As a sensitive, you can feel all different things really deeply. And you want to be in a good feeling place and understand that you are in charge of that feeling set point. It's not based on other people. It's not really based on what's going around you or the news. Or you are in charge of your feeling energy set point. You are. And so that puts all the power in your hands. Maybe that freaks you out a little bit, right? Maybe it's like, oh my God, really? I'm in charge? Because maybe that's a lot of pressure, but it's good pressure. Wouldn't you rather? I mean, the worst feeling is to feel out of control in your life. That's the worst feeling. We want you to be in charge, to take charge of your life. Right? That's what I want for you because that's when you can really make change happen. So if this all sounds so great and so simple, because I really have deep thoughts about this. Why do people put off what they really want? And I hear, I read posts, I hear conversations, things come up in client sessions of, okay, so what's stopping you from having what you want? And the brain immediately goes to try and figure it out, right? It comes up, it answers things like, well, I hear things like that. Well, I mean, maybe it's self-doubt. Okay, you doubt that it's self-doubt. Like, you're not even solid on that. Or, well, it might, maybe fear. Might be fear. I think I have some fear. Oh, so now we're going to create something. And I'm not picking on anybody here. If you've ever said, well, I think it's this. I mean, maybe it's this. Look, you know what it is. You're not going for it. There's something inside of you that's saying no, or that would be scary, or I don't know if I could do it. What if I can't do it, right? Sometimes the ego sets you up to keep you safe because it doesn't want you to get disappointed. But isn't it more disappointing to live every day in a blah life or the life you don't really want? Because that gets harder over time. If you think it's hard now, give it 3 more years like this. But see, nothing ever stays the same. So if you're not improving, if you're not making more of your life, if you're not living more of the life that you want, that means that you're shrinking, you're getting smaller, you're living less and less of the life that you really want. And let me tell you, that's hard. Going for what you want and saying, like, fuck it, I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to try it. What the hell? Because staying like this is not working. Right? So imagine right now staying the same, not getting what you want in your life, not living the life you want, just staying the same. Remember, nothing ever stays the same. How's that working for you? That makes you immediately feel cramped, doesn't it? It makes you feel smaller. I'm trapped in this life. What? No, you're not. What's another thing that keeps people from really setting out and doing what they want, accomplishing what they want? A huge one. Distractions. How many things are you taking care of on your to-do list that are not even your things? How many things do you get pulled off to? How many things do you have a plan, but then, oh, this popped up. Oh, now I'm over here. Oh, I'm doing that. Oh, I'm over here. Distractions are huge, and this world is full of them. TV shows, traffic, other people's agendas, the news. Pick one. Which one is it for you, right? The world is full of distractions, which also gets you to the next thing that is what can hold you back, which is lack of clarity. If you're not clear on what you want, then distractions are met, like they can take over at any time. When I got really clear about what I wanted and I made that commitment, which we're going to talk about throughout this as well, you can't pull me away. I don't care what's going on. I don't care. Honestly, it's not that I don't want to spend time with certain people or go out and celebrate or party or do fun things, but I was laser focused. And until I started seeing some momentum in what I was doing and getting the traction I wanted, nothing was more important than my goal and my focus. And for me, that was to be able to retire from my job so that I could more fully serve you in this community. Nothing mattered more to me. This became my primary focus, and I was laser focused, let me tell you. I went to bed thinking about it, my goals, what I accomplished, the traction. I woke up thinking about it, what I was going to set out to do today, what was on my agenda, what was my plan, right? Time outside my job, I had that plan a couple hours before work, by lunch hour, after work, working in the evenings, working on Saturdays and Sundays. Does that sound like too much? I don't know. How bad do you want it? I wanted it. I didn't want to stay where I was anymore. Not because it was a bad place to be, truthfully. I was in a great place, but it wasn't what was getting me up in the morning, you see. And so you have to sort of get really clear, not sort of, you have to get really clear about what do you want, how bad do you want it. Now, was I willing to do that every day for the rest of my life? Well, no, that's why I got laser focused, right? You get mega focused on what you want and you get so passionate. You let your passion come through. I was so passionate. People, how are you doing? I'm doing amazing. I'm doing this great thing. I'm helping people. I'm right. And they're like, wow, what's going on? This is amazing. You got to get passionate about what you want when you're flat or you're kind of in. I got my toe in the water, but not all the way. I kind of try it. I'll see how it goes. That shit doesn't work. That gets you nothing. Gets you tired real fast. Gets you burned out. Right? I wasn't willing to get burned out. I was on fire, man. I was passionate. So this is about you getting clear about what do you really want. It's amazing to me how many times when I ask people a question, well, what do you really want? And they start telling me everything that's not working. What? I'm going to stop you right now. I just asked you, what do you really want? And you just started talking about everything that's not working in your life, how many setbacks you've had, how many obstacles you have to face. Well, where's the what you really want? Where is that? It's not even present in your mind. You're not talking about it. You're not focused on it, right? So what do you really want? Get clear. Now, what you don't want can get you clear about what you do want. I get that. But I want to know, What do you really, really want? Next question. How long are you willing to wait to get it? How long are you willing to wait to get it? See, I wasn't willing to wait anymore. I waited a long time. Told myself a lot of stories over the years. And I wasn't willing to wait anymore. And that's why that passion, that getting clear about what I wanted, that commitment, right, is what moved my goal forward so fast. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Right? I tried for years to do what I did in 1 year. Because that commitment, that clarity, that, you know what, fear, I don't care anymore because I can't stay here. I think you really have to reach a point where staying where you are is not an option anymore. Right? Because you feel like, God, I'm like slowly shriveling away to nothing. I don't want that anymore. I want to live. I want to be full of life. I want to feel vibrant. Right? I want that feeling. You have to get clear on what you want, but you also have to make that commitment. Because there's only two. I mean, you can stay where you are, which means moving away from what you want. Nothing ever stays the same. Or you can get mega committed and start taking those steps. Even baby steps. I don't care if they're teeny tiny steps. I love big action steps, don't get me wrong. But start taking any step. It doesn't have to be perfect. There is no guarantee on anything. What I can guarantee, though, is if you do not change it up, if you don't start taking action on what you want, you will move so far away from what you want. You will not stay the same. You will shrivel. You will feel small. You'll live small. And you're not going to be happy. You won't have that fulfillment. So commit. Because there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of things that can pop up for you to tell you why you shouldn't. It's not the right time. You don't have the money. You don't know the right people. You're not tech savvy. You don't have a website. I don't know. You don't have enough time. You don't have what you need. All of these things. You know what they are? They're the ego's excuses. They're just excuses to keep you where you are. And what? Again, ego, it's just trying to keep you safe. Doesn't want you to be disappointed or get hurt. Well, I don't want that either. But if you do it in the right way, you get more of what you want. And you always find what you're looking for. Right? So if you're going to look for all those reasons why it's not the right time, it's too soon, it's too scary, it's too big, I have too many things on my plate. Somebody's, you know, every time, because that's something I work very closely with my clients on, what is exactly on their plate? What are they so wrapped up with and so busy? Is it in alignment with what they want? Once we get you really clear about what you want, now we need to figure out, where's all your time and energy going? Is it getting thrown out on things that have no significance to where you want to go and the life you want to live? If so, then we work on that plan. How do we eliminate those things? Need to create that space, right, for time and energy so that you can invest that into the life you want. I mean, it's no different than money. Spending money on junk versus putting money into, I don't know, investing in yourself or doing things like that. I mean, there's all different things that you can spend your time, money, and energy on. Are they worth it for you? Do they make sense? And some are like, ooh, boy, how do I not do that? How do I stop doing what I'm doing? How do I, because other people are involved, right? Maybe you're the one that takes care of everything. You're the I hear that insensitives, we are so freaking responsible, it's actually sickening. I mean, we are the ones, let me do it, I'll do it, let me take care of it, I'll get that for you, we just step in. We're not even asked half the time, it falls right out of your mouth. Do you ever have that? You're like, what did I just do? I just was thinking about how much I have on my plate and what I'm doing, and yet I offered to take care of that for them, whoever them is, right? I get it. It's great that you're responsible. It's a wonderful asset. Not, however, when it's being abused or you're just throwing it around or you're just filling up your plate with all these things, packing your calendar, right? All this running around, doing all this. So that's where we take that step back. Look, there's a lot of assessing to be done right now. I encourage you, look through 2017. I'm always assessing. Where's my energy? How am I feeling? What am I focusing on? What's my next step? Is this working for me? Is this not working for me? You know what? This is not working for me. I'm done with this. This is working for me. I'm going to keep this. Assessing is, you know, it's keeping you very present and aware to what's going on. Does it sound like a lot of work? I guess it is at first. If you haven't been used to assessing, you've just been telling yourself, well, I just have to do this. You don't have to do anything. That's something that we've created. Well, I have to do this. Well, but I've been doing this for years. Well, but they won't do it, so I have to do it. Really? Unless I work for someone, I don't have to do anything. I don't even know if you have to do it then. I mean, you know, if you take on the response. But this is, what do you want? How bad do you want it? And is everything on your plate, on your calendar, all of that, where you're focusing your time and your energy, is all of that moving you closer to what you want? Is it creating the outcomes that you want? Is it putting a freaking smile on your face? Because that's really the thing. I'll say, well, okay, how's that working? Well, I mean, it's okay. Okay. I don't, you know, if you're not like, I love my life. It is so good to be me. If you're not sort of feeling that majority of the time, like I love to be me. And even with my own mess or things that I have, they're mine. I take control. No one's in control of me. No one's in control of my life. And no one is in control of my calendar or what I focus on or my goals or what's going to get me there. That is mine. I am very protective of it. My life is my life. You can have all the opinions you want, but you don't get control of my life because I did that for a long, long time. And it didn't work for me. And I'm guessing if anything is in control of you, you're not feeling so good about it either. So let's not throw it at, oh, it was 2017. Like 2017 has some sort of bully personality that it just took over your life and made you, you know, just like kicked your ass. Like that, you know, we say things sometimes that are kind of silly, right? They're kind of funny when you think about it. Like I'm blaming four numbers for my life. Like what? No. And now I'm leaving it up to the next four numbers, 2018, 2018. You better be the one for me. I hope you're my secret code. No, I don't know. I know I'm getting silly, but that's kind of the way we look at things sometimes. Let's go deeper. Let's get real for a moment. This is your real life. You get one. One today, one tomorrow. Right? This is your real life. What do you want it to look and feel like? How do you want to feel in your real life? And what are you willing to do to make it happen? It's about commitment. Now, a few tips to help you skip the resolutions. Seriously, throw that out. Let's do it different this year. Instead of writing a resolution, let's create a vision for your whole life. I don't want you to look at solving one problem or getting rid of this or stopping that. I want you to create a vision for your whole life. Where do you go? How do you spend your time? Who do you spend your time with? What is your money situation like? Where do you want to travel? How do you want to feel every day? How do you wake up in the morning? How do you go to bed at night? And what happens in between there? What are your thoughts like? Right? I wrote this time last year, I wrote a vision for my life this year. And I have gone back throughout the year and read it. And it blows me away to read it and go, oh my God, that's totally happening right now. Oh my God, that too. Right? It was amazing. And so creating this vision for your whole life. Take a step back. Make it like a movie in your mind. Get so clear on it. Add so many details. Be mega detailed. And you can, by the way, this isn't a one-time deal. Like, you can rewrite this. You can, you know, just like movie scenes get edited and whatever. You can do that. You can make it better. You can enhance it, right? You can add even more. Like, what I found, too, the more that you evolve, the more that you believe in yourself, the more that you're making this amazing stuff happen in your life, the better your vision gets, the better you get at creating a better vision, right? You start adding things that maybe before, because I'm talking about creating a vision. I don't care if you don't know how it's going to happen. Create the best vision you can think of. Not the one you think you can have. That's the one you're living right now. That's the one you think you can have. I want you to create a vision that you don't know how it's going to happen. So amazing. Create a vision for your whole life and do it that way instead of just trying to check off this little problem and get rid of that little problem. Yuck. Right? And focus. I think it's part of the approach as well. It's immediate. If someone wants to lose weight or they want to save money, they immediately go to what they can't do, shouldn't do. Oh, I shouldn't do that. Oh, I can't do that anymore. I can't eat that. I can't go there. Oh, I don't have money for that. That is small thinking. That is restrictive. You're not a restrictive being. You're an expansive being. You're here to expand. You're here to grow, to be more, to experience more. So to think smaller is completely out of alignment, you see? And over time, what happens? Why do you think these things drop off by February? Well, who the hell wants to get up every day and think about what they can't do, shouldn't do? Right? That is not inspiring. Oh, so when you go through your life, think about what you like and enjoy that is good for you and add more of that. Okay, so, here's what I can eat. Create a list of all, if you want to lose weight, create a list of all the healthy things you can eat. Get your portions straight. Instead of saying, oh, I can't really have that. What does that make you want? To eat whatever you said you can't eat? To have more of what you said you shouldn't have? Right? So get your portions straight. Here's what I can have. I can eat everything on my plate. I can exercise more. I can move more. I can stretch more. When you fill your day and you're focused on everything you can do and it's all good for you, that's a great feeling. What restrictions? Look at me. I'm doing everything I can do. It's all good for me. I'm doing everything right the right way. So look at what you can add. Focus on adding what's good for you, what you like and enjoy that's good for you. Like, don't throw in, I have to go to the gym so I lose weight, even though you hate going to the gym. Please. How about, I love doing yoga and I love walking. Wow, I can add yoga and walking more often throughout my week. And look at me, I'm so happy. I'm doing the things I like and enjoy that are good for me. And they're helping me reach my goals, right? And then on that note, I'm going to tell you to walk away from what's not working. I don't care if you invest. I don't care if you bought a membership. I don't care what it is. The more you hang on to something that's not working for you, the less you think of yourself, the more frustrated you get, the more irritated you are, and it starts to take over, and you start talking about it all the time. Yuck. If it's not working for you, drop it like a hot potato, okay? Just get rid of it. Trust me, you are better off than trying to keep it, trying to make it work. Well, but I spent money. I don't care. Get rid of it. Because every time you look at it, every time you think about it, your energy goes meh. And that's not going to help you. If it happens to be a relationship, I know that's a bigger topic. And that is something, you know, that comes up a lot when I'm working with my clients and they're doing the work. They're doing the inner work. They're adding what they like and enjoy that's good for them. They're getting some results. They got the clear vision. They're taking action on what matters and what's meaningful. And suddenly they start having issues in their relationship. But the truth of the matter is the issues were there before. But now they're magnified. Why? Because they're not settling anymore. it's way more obvious what's going on. And that's not always fun. I know that it can be difficult. I know it can be challenging. But you got to come back to that vision. What is that vision for your life? How do you want to feel in your life? That includes your relationships. And if you're not feeling the way you want to feel in your relationship, that's going to create what? Distraction, frustration. It's going to be more hard work to stay where you want to be at, to feel how you want to feel, if you always have someone in your life that's, why are you doing that? Why are you doing so much of this? Oh, now you're all about that. I don't know, whatever it is they might be saying. Or maybe they don't say anything at all. They're just hardly even present. And you feel alone in your relationship. You feel lonely. That's horrible. You know, part of creating this life, I mean, I had to walk away from things that were not working. That meant groups I was involved in. Some of it was commitments that I had made. But I realized that when I made the commitment, I was in a different place. My focus was in a different place. And now that I had really, you know, got clear, I could see that it was misaligned. Or I started to realize I was sort of settling or making exceptions. You know, maybe that was with friendships or time, you know, spending time with certain people. It was nothing about them. This is about, you know, you and who you align with. And is it valuable? Is it enhancing your progress, your goals, where you want to go, how you want to feel? Or is it taking away from that? Because it can only be one or the other. I already talked about this. Reviewing, assessing, create that self-empowerment plan, that personal empowerment plan. What are the empowerment practices that you need to add every day? I love writing my goals every day. Writing in my manifesting journal, getting my exercise, stretching, getting my chiropractic adjustments, using my power mantras, talking to myself in the way that I want to talk to myself. Those things, what are they for you? Right? Nutrition, sleep. I mean, there's so many things that you can put on your personal empowerment plan. What is it that, what revs you up? Right? I love listening to my favorite speakers. I love talking and spending time with some of my favorite people who are on the same page. They have goals. They have a vision. Where are the people in your life? Where are they going? Are they working on themselves? Are they setting goals? Are they talking about how to better their life? Are they investing in themselves? Whether they're reading books or taking classes? Are they journaling? Are they manifesting? Are they doing the things that you do? Because the people you spend the time with, as they say, right? Again, they're either going to add to your plan and enhance your progress, or they're going to take away from it. They can't do both. So you have to assess that, create that personal empowerment plan, and look at where's your time and your energy and your focus. Where is that going? Make sure there's a return for yourself. Make sure you're looking. You're living from the inside out. Okay, so your perspective is always, you're always observing, you're always assessing. But you're also getting that return of investment from other people and things that you're putting that time and energy and money into, that it's building you to be a better you. Right? So important. And this word came up a bit today. You have to commit. You got to make that commitment to yourself. You have to be the most important thing. The most important, like, focal point in your life is your life. You matter. You matter most. Because without you, nothing else really happens. What matters if you can't, I mean, you know, it's your experience. You're here. You're a spiritual being here to have a human experience. You're here to have this experience in this world, on this earth, right? How do you want to feel in your body? How do you want to feel in your mind? How do you want to feel in your life? How do you want to feel in your relationships? And you have to make that commitment that that's the way it's going to be. No exceptions. Commitment is everything. You can create the best vision in the whole wide world. You can have hopes and goals and dreams and whatever you want to call them. And you can put yourself last all the time and watch them just fade away. Right? Gather dust. Oh, yeah, that good old dream I was going to work on one day, someday. Yeah. You got to make that commitment. And finally, really, this one trips people up all the time. If you fall off track, you get distracted, you recognize, oh my gosh, you know, wow, I got pulled into this and I haven't been working on what I want or what I need. So what? Get back on track. It doesn't matter why. This is where people get tripped over. They spend a lot of time trying to figure out, well, I was doing this, but then it doesn't matter. Just get back to it. Get back to your action, get back to your work and your plan, get back on track, you're good to go. It's all good. So, for this year, skip the resolutions. To heck with them. Let's create a beautiful vision for your life. And yes, I am here to help you do that. I would love to help you do that. And the word that comes up so much when I say, what do you want? What do you really want? Is freedom. I hear freedom. Like the word freedom gets me emotional. Freedom. It's right there for you. It's why I've created openings for my absolute freedom coaching, because freedom is... it's right inside. It's not out there. Not about the job or the money or the people. It's about you. You creating your own absolute freedom. That's what I'm in this for. That's what I've done in my life. I'm here to help you do that. It doesn't matter what has happened in the past or where you're starting from. You can create your own absolute freedom starting right now. And there's a fun, amazing process to it. And it's simple. And I love it. I love teaching it. I love helping my clients step into absolute freedom. It's amazing. I have watched clients. And I say watch because even though I'm teaching them and I'm working with them, they're doing the work. So that's the part. You're doing the work. If you work with me, you're doing the work. I'm showing you the way, showing you how to do it. I'm teaching you things, creating awareness for you about your own energy, your intuition, right? Your mindset, these little trippy things that like pop up and distract you, right? But you're doing the work. And when that happens, they have liberated themselves from toxic relationships, abusive relationships, work that they hate doing, jobs that they feel trapped in, feeling awful and horrible in their body, horrible health, terrible mindset, negative thinking, right? They've liberated themselves from that and stepped into promotions, true love, self-love, loving themselves, healing their bodies. Because their bodies heal through the process. I'm not saying there's no medical claim. I'm just telling you what happens when clients start loving themselves, treating themselves well, creating a better mindset, taking care of their energy needs, empowering themselves. The body is amazing. And the body responds. Right? Pain disappears. They start living beautiful lives. They're happier moms. Some have started their own businesses. Some have started spiritual businesses. Some have become authors, professional artists. What is your thing? What is it that you want? What does absolute freedom look like and feel like for you? So I want to see you live that. Live your freedom. In 2018. That's what I'm here to help you do, to help you dominate your life. And that's so personal for each and every person. And so what is it for you? Get clear on that. This is a beautiful time right now to step into yourself, the real you. Define who you are, right? Own your energy. Get to taking massive action on that personal empowerment plan and dominate your life, and you will be living your freedom. If I did it, you can do it. I'm here to show you how. If that's what you want help with, you want to talk, you want to chat, let's do a power chat. We can always do that to see if this is the right next step for you or what resources would be best for you, how I can help. That's what I love to do, and that's what I'm here for. I wish you the happiest new year. I wish beautiful, amazing things for you with everything you could possibly want. All the sprinkles, all the glitter, all the gold, all of the goodies that are available for you. I can't wait to see what unfolds for you in 2018. And I thank you for being part of this community. You are what matters most. And you living the very best life possible is my mission, and my goal is to help you do that and to walk with you through your life. So I appreciate you. I love that you're here. I would love to hear from you, your thoughts, what you've set, what your vision is for your whole life for 2018, and how I can help and assist you with that. And with that, Happy New Year. We'll see you back in 2018.